Hey guys, this is the Footy on Paper podcast. We'll talk football from your point of view.
Drama from day one. This is the league we want to watch.
Hello everyone, welcome to another wonderful episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. And with me in the studio, as usual, I've got...
You're not going to call your name first.
I'm going to announce myself last now, you understand?
Okay.
They say, how they talk on?
I don't know what you want to say.
They talk something sharp, but I don't forget. But with me in the studio today, I have Paps, Tayo Okunuga. What's good, man?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How you doing, my brother? Ifeawani, since you won't say your name for the public.
Okay, it's nice that we're introducing each other. You know, this bromance, you're not going to ever die. You're not going to die. Have you?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening now?
Yeah, the week was good. You know, you took one win, I took one win. You know, I'm in the quarterfinals.
I don't speak about that.
Okay. I don't understand. You don't want to share it.
Why? Why would I share that? There's nothing. I always want to win.
Okay. Before we talk about like hot topics, let's quickly talk about Nigeria. Two friendlies next week against Tunisia and Algeria. What are you expecting?
A lot of tired people.
Really?
Yes, I'm very...
When I say what are you expecting, I don't mean like players' fitness or anything. I mean like what do you... Because we have known what Nigeria in about a year now, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like what do you expect to see from them, from the team?
I'm just hoping that we're able to just play something that's a little fluent, you know. There's only so much you can expect from players that haven't been together in a very long time. You know, that's why they have these international breaks booked in the middle of the season. I know they're very annoying for people that like to watch league football. But they have them there so that the players don't just come together during the summer or, you know, January and then they don't know what to do again. So I think the main thing is I'm not expecting too much. I think of it like...
I think you're just happy to see the Super Eagles again. Something like that.
Especially without the fans, you know. You know how fans influence national team football, especially African team football. Yeah. I think of it's going to be like a behind-closed-doors friendly.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's the vibe I'm going to get, I think we should expect from the friendlies.
Yeah. What's your take on Saka picking... should we say he picked England? I mean, he accepted the call-up now, so like...
He picked them. A traitor.
What, really?
No, I'm joking. How about Bookie's my boy? He did what he had to do. He's still a traitor on the street, child, but you know,
unlucky that we didn't get him.
Yeah,
we move on.
I think Nigeria has such a wealth of talent now at our disposal that not getting someone like Bukayo Saka still doesn't mean, like, you know, that's the end of our national team plan or anything. We've got so many good players in so many different positions that honestly it's a wonderful time to be a Nigerian fan.
Right. Hopefully we get Eberechi, is it? Yeah. Let's go for a break. Yep, time for hot topics.
This is the hottest topic in the land right now.
The Red Devils.
Haha.
They're hot.
I'm hotter than fire.
You don't need to do all that.
Give me some water.
Anyway, they all lost. I mean, they
you
lost.
They all lost. On our many way, lose to deal. Goals.
Sorry about that. They lost 6-1 to Tottenham at home.
I need to name drop my guy.
Who's that?
My guy, Kalu. I hope you're good, bro. I'm not saying our fans are the fans, you shall.
But he's our guy now. Like, he's a fan of the show.
No, now my guy now. Now my guy. No, mind me. I just a joke, bro. Hope you're good, though.
What's up with Manchester United if you're one?
They don't have a coach. We've known from time. He went, got a, no offense to bus drivers, but I mean, that's why he have job duty. He went and got someone to be driving things when he's meant to be coaching. I'm not seeing the coaching on the pitch, man. Because you can't tell me they have such talent available to them and they're losing 6-1, man. That was clearly the manager didn't pick the right team from the off and they weren't able to fix it as the game progressed. You know, just a lot of rubbish, honestly, because I mean, you get the leading goal, score first. What they say now, who call police first? Nobody who call police first.
First, by who call police first?
Yeah, they win case, and they lost this case severely. We don't want to make this sound like it's a United collapse as much as it is, you know, very good display from Spurs. I think they played very well. I'm very, very impressed now with Kane's link-up play. He's doing a lot of good work when it comes to you know, helping others in the team do very well. Even though it doesn't look that way sometimes in the eye test. But he's getting more assists than he's been getting since he's been playing ball, really, to be honest. You know, he's making a lot of very, very delicious passes. I'm happy that Ndombele as well starting to get into the team. He's playing very well, more than playing better than he's played since he came to Spurs, you know. Maybe this might be the season where he finally locks down that midfield spot for Jose and for Jose's team. Yeah, and I think Son as well. Son did.
Do we need to talk about Son? Son is Son, though. Everybody likes him.
We kind of know what to expect from him, man.
Somebody with the tight hamstring. Played that way.
I think the better manager won.
Okay. Two losses at Old Trafford for United. Like, what next? Now, like, what can he do to? I keep
hopefully
on asking this question.
A third one, a fourth one. I like for there to be plenty losses.
What can he do to change it? But like. Because everybody was like the team to challenge Liverpool and City.
Well, it's very funny, but they've been costing a lot of funny penalties. Maybe not a lot, but more than any United fan
two
would like.
Two penalties in this game, right?
Yeah, would like to see. What's going on? Why are they going down so easily? Do they have midfielders that cannot defend? You know, that can't stay with their men. Stay with their men.
Even the defenders, so they're not. Because like people came out to shout on Lindelof, and then Bailey came on today. Nonsense.
Same old.
What's their captain's name? Slabby. Maguire, same thing. Yeah, it's like,
you know, that's where people start to question the coaching of the team and the management, and they might have a point. Because what are the instructions these players are getting when they have the ball at the back? And why does it seem like, you know, they seem to be cutting two minds when they have defensive duties? I don't know.
It's weird, right?
Very, very weird.
There's talks of Cavani signing for them. Does this improve them in any way?
I mean, it gives them more options in attack. When you're a manager that doesn't really know what you're doing, you need options so you can just, you know, try your luck.
You're hitting the only.
I'm hitting because...
He finished third last season.
With all vibes.
The same team.
Let him do it again now. It's your farm.
Okay. It's all good. Alex, tell us, too, is another person that they're looking at. These two players have called for you. Are they coming in to start immediately? I mean, obviously, Cavani will come in to start because, Martial is the red card.
Cavani will definitely come in to start just because of, you know, the red card and everything. Although, I think it would look very weird if Cavani comes in to start. But I guess because they have Ighalo. I mean, he's an option.
And he
got there first. I mean...
But whenever you talk to nobody, we call police first. Which one of you got there first? What does that mean?
The problem is that you remember my words and then use them against me. And really, this is not how we're going to... We can't work well on this podcast if you keep doing that.
Let's talk about your Merseyside rivals, Everton. Unbeaten still, clean slates, all wins, 12 points, top of the table.
You're looking like a problem. That means Derby now will be like 3-0, normal. So.
That's why they go beat you, right?
Why they go beat me? Nah, okay. Before I was going to be like... 3-3, based on say they know Sabi that time. But now they're Sabi, so they go chop and clean.
So, what do you expect from Everton still? Like, can you say they've impressed you or they've surprised you? Which one?
They still have to get out of a few tough games this season.
No, I'm saying so far.
So far it's good. You know, they're not dropping. They're not doing that. You know, there's a reason why they have the most draws in the Premier League. They have that talent.
You're shaded United. Now you're shading Everton. Keep going.
I mean, you have to give them props, you know, for staying up for so long, but then also such an unenviable record, most draws. What does that mean? They probably slip up, or they tend to need, you know, to come back in matches, or they drop points in certain games. Now that's down. They still have the regular defensive frailties, you know. We have Pickford, you know, still flapping occasionally. I mean, against teams that don't give away so many goals, they're going to have serious problems. Because then I feel like definitely better teams are going to take advantage of those defensive frailties they have, and they won't give up any goals of their own, and that ends up usually being a 2-0, 2-1 win to the opposing team if Everton are playing those kind of teams. So there's a lot that can be worked on coaching wise, and the season is still very long. So I don't think this is going to be that type of season where somebody just goes all the way to December, like one loss or no losses, you know. Points are going to drop.
I agree with you, man. Yeremina, I don't think he's a good footballer. Only Michael Keane. Hopefully,
Yeremina, my guy.
If they sign maybe another defender, I'm not too sure about Pickford.
Window don't close now. Who they sign again?
No, there's still time now. There's still time. So if they sign, I mean, it's Ancelotti.
Last minute game.
If he picks his phone and calls somebody, the person will come now. So, like, it depends. They started well. I like him, Calvert-Lewin. I know you don't like him.
Can we talk about signing defenders?
Yeah, they were signed defenders.
No, a certain team has signed again.
Okay, who's that?
Again.
Who's that?
30 Billy Gang. 30 BG.
I think it's the first time since Sheikh Mansour and the Abu Dhabi team took over that they have a minus, a negative goal difference.
Yes, that's true. They never had a negative goal difference under the new owners.
Mad.
And clearly, it was going to cause them serious issues, so they had to go into the market after that little humbling by those guys.
So, I mean, you saw the Leeds game, right?
I did. I saw it, though.
Let's talk about Ruben Dias. Did he play well? Did you like what he brought?
I like him. He's good, you know. He looks like he's meant to be there, but I guess that's how it works, you know. This is their cyborg defenders. They just buy implants once. Play. He's ready to go.
But the left back has not been implanted, so there's still a problem there.
I feel for Benjamin Mendy because, honestly...
Where did this love affair come from, Benjamin?
You know, when you start to know a lot about certain players, you know their struggles, you know the pain they've gone through. Shout out to Amazon and the All or Nothing docuseries, you know. Very, very informative stuff. Yeah. But, like, for real now, Mendy... Injury now, bastard. No talking like that.
Yeah.
Injury now, serious bastard.
Yeah.
Because you kind of start to think... I always have this fondness for players I know that have that whole bad luck with injuries. It's like, when you think, what could have happened with him if he was able to stay fit? Because he was really looking like, you know, another Pep buy, masterclass. Because they haven't really bought bad defenders. Sometimes, I think some luck with injuries, and then also, I guess, Pep's, I don't say unwillingness, because I think it kind of looks like his general attitude to coaching defenders or teaching them to defend, you know, he doesn't really want to do that. That might be his undoing in that regard, because as a football manager, you have to be very, very well versed, and you have to pay attention to all areas of the game.
Yeah.
And right now, it's looking like he just doesn't care.
Okay.
And there's no amount of money you're going to throw at a problem that you don't really care about enough to fix.
Do you think they're still going to stick to Mendy or Ake get more game time? For me, I think Ake will get more game time from now.
Ake might get more game time.
Playing left back, not centre half.
I think there's only so much time that Pep can give Mendy. And it's running out fast.
They might just go and sign another defender. So
you could still sign another left back, you know. This Telles guy, where does he play?
Telles signing for United.
We don't know that. Anything can happen.
It's done. It's a done deal.
Oh, that's fine then.
Done deal.
I thought maybe they're being
linked to Taya Fico, but the claims that he has to sell Zinchenko or somebody before.
No, that's not a problem. That's never a problem.
Let's see how that goes. Arsenal. They won 2-1. We spoke to Lori on this show, and she said Arsenal will finish 50 if they don't sign Thomas Partey or Owa. If they don't strengthen it here, after these few games we have seen them play, do you think they can still like fight for the top four?
Boy, they have frailties too, those guys. Proper nice team that can. Any one of these defenders that is going to take charge of the defense, you know, that's going to come and be like.
Gabriela's been good now. Do you think the defense is the problem? I feel it's just creativity, man. Like they're not enough players.
You think they are defending well?
Defending is not bad.
Okay.
Defending is not
no,
bad.
No, you're looking at it's this creativity. It's not through Gunnar Lenz.
It's not Gunnar Lenz. I'm telling you, it's creativity that's the problem, man. See our game. We didn't create nothing till Ceballos came on. Yes or no?
That's true.
Creativity. Obviously, yeah, defending is there now. But I don't know. But I'm saying, like, defenders that he assigned. That's Gabriel. Gabriel's looked very good. So, like, I don't think it's a position that Arsenal will look to strengthen if they're going to sign anybody before the end of the transfer window. Yeah, but if they're going to sign anybody, it should be a midfielder or probably an attacker. And if they don't do that, I feel like they will finish outside the top four. I don't know if you agree with me.
You're right. I mean, qualifying for the top four is a template, kind of. Maybe once in a while, you might have one of those teams that will just, you know, do their own thing and just break into top four, but it never lasts. You know, it's always one of those false dawns.
Yeah, true.
So to have on top four, we kind of have...
Are you shading Leicester?
Yes. but yeah, Arsenal know what they need to do to get into top four. And if they don't do that, then it's going to really require a managerial masterclass. And also the players have to band together and really, you know, implement the manager's ideas to the best of their abilities for them to really say they want to qualify for the top four. Because right now, they don't look like a top four team, at least not yet.
Quickly, speaking about top four, Leeds, obviously you have been expecting them to just stay in the league, but the way they're playing like they'll be in the top 10. I don't know if you...
Top 10 is earlier because injuries will start piling up. You lose like three or four first teamers.
My problem, my thing about that is there are no like star players in that team. He can always just pick one player from the bench to replace the person that is missing. Because like you can't pinpoint the player and okay, maybe Calvin Phillips.
But you can definitely know Calvin Phillips, you know, maybe, that if he comes out, you don't have a drop in quality.
Maybe Liam Cooper. But my point is, whoever is coming in there will most likely like give you 80% of what the older player was.
I think 80% is too high. I don't.
You saw when Poveda came on. How he destroyed Mendy.
Well, we can't really say for sure. Season is still very early. I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think because like you know how it is.
You have been leaning to this season is early thing.
No, season is still very early, and I can't make any definitive statements till we've gone and maybe till the 9th or 10th game week. I don't know. It's. All these benches that don't really have vim like that, they always start to shake. By the time manager looks at the bench, he'll just look back at the pitch because he doesn't want to make any changes. You know what I'm talking about now.
Let's take a break. I've spoken too much.
Hey there. Do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page ATE_households or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Yeah, if you wouldn't talk about manager of the month, player of the month.
Player of the month, let's get into it now. Player of the month.
Yeah.
We have new kid Patrick Bamford, you know, baby face assassin. That guy is like what, 35?
No.
Yeah.
No.
36?
No.
He's 27, or 28, I think. Yeah, well, yeah. He's gotten I think.
What are the other players?
Sorry.
What are the other players?
Oh, Bamford. Sorry, Matt Bamford, Tapipe, Calvert-Lewin,
yeah,
Timothy Castagne, very nice guy. I like him. Yeah. Harry Kane, Tariq, my boy Lamptey, Sadio Mane, same old. James Rodriguez, Jamie Vardy. So like, if you guys are going to vote, who would you make your player of the month? You can let us know.
This year, baby. Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
For me, it has
player of the month.
For me, it has to be James Rodriguez. You know,
you're picking an Everton player. Wow,
I like him. He's good.
Wow,
he's bigger than the club.
You're picking an Everton player. Yeah, right? Not about that.
He's doing well.
He has more followers than any Liverpool player. So that's true.
Why not? Why are they?
What do you mean? Why are they?
They're not
champions, though.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Everybody.
For manager of the month, we have Klopp. Ancelotti, Brendan, and Dean Smith. Who are you picking?
Oh boy, I don't go hard, but probably Brendan.
Brendan?
Yeah.
I'll go Ancelotti. Let's go two Everton people for me. Yeah.
Sorry?
I'm picking two Everton guys.
Why?
Why are you vexed?
I'm not angry.
Alright, let's talk Serie A, man.
Why do you think I'm angry? I don't understand. There's something wrong with you.
Let's talk Serie A though. Are you ready?
Let's talk Serie A.
Lazio and Inter ended in a draw, 1-1. What do you see these teams like at the end of the season? Do you see them challenging for the title? Are they going to? Will Juve dominate again? You know, Juve are going for the 10th, Abi.
It's not 10.
Or is it 10 already?
I can't remember.
Oh,
I
was... Jesus.
Juve, how far? Come on, your arm from this league now. You know, give them 1 free week. I don't understand what's going on in that league. Sabatical, they don't even take.
Meanwhile, Lazio and Inter, what do you think about them this season?
Those guys, and they are looking unserious as usual. Every year, unserious. I would like to see one of these guys just looking very, like, I don't like incredible serious, work. Huh? Just like, be angry. Yeah. It's not embarrassing. Come on, guys.
But a draw for both teams is not a bad result, though, is it?
Oh, but they need to be flogging themselves. Somebody has collected 3 points. This is how they just draw points against each other, and then you will just be there smiling. We'll still beat two of them and carry on with life. Do you get?
Yeah. Well, so what are your favorites doing, like, Serie A this season?
Juve.
Wow. Even with the rookie manager.
I know what I said before. So I know you are going to come for that. But they need to... Right now, it tells you how much Juve read this league, that they really felt, yeah, we can give Pirlo the job and they will still do the same things. Shade to all your managers and all your teams, man. This is a shady show.
Okay. Atalanta, they've continued their scoring spree this season. Can they shove the Serie A? Like, can they go one better than third?
Have they started a defending spree?
No.
You ask me these questions and you expect answers from me. I don't get it.
Why you didn't behave this way? Like,
no, now. And they talk to whoever teams they write. Whoever they write script for us. Maybe they jazz up. Because I don't know if they are.
Teams be changed now.
The same football we don't do was since when they wear Pampers.
So you're not going to change?
Oh, change us.
So you're saying Juve are going to win?
I can see everything turning around. Turning around.
Oh my goodness.
Turn around into nothing.
Okay. We'll see how it goes. Bundesliga. Dortmund. They go back to winning ways. They won 4-0, but Jordan Sancho did not play that game.
He's moving now.
he said he was sick. Actually, he was sick.
He's got the Red Devil Blues. Oh my God.
What does that mean?
You know what? Forget I said that, guys. It's a mistake. Don't be angry. Where was I?
Is he leaving?
I don't know, man. All this kind of transfer saga. We thank God I'm not involved in such things anymore. That year, since the day bad, you could just worry, will they, won't they? He loves me not. So you know, things are just very hard. Anyhow, shall we move?
Sad. Okay.
For them, it's hard for them, it's not hard for us. I need to specify, please.
Okay, quickly. Let's talk about Bayern. They won
those ones. Rubbish.
4-3 today. Why? Like they were winning 2-0. Everybody thought, like, okay, yeah, it's a done deal. Hertha Berlin came back 2-2, but still, they went back 3-2 up, 3-3, and luckily, Lewandowski last minute penalty. Without this man, like, that team, how did they win, like, a treble? Because right now, I'm looking at the team, and the team doesn't look that strong.
We could chalk them up to Corral statistics, man. Maybe
because I remember you were saying
teams came back from lockdown, they refused to play ball and win their league. I don't talk too much. Barcelona. Yeah. Some other teams came back reinvigorated. Team that changed their manager was, you know, very late in the season, you know. This Hans Flick, when did he start work? And he just won a treble. Very giving me huge Di Matteo vibes. Now Di Matteo will be that now.
FA Cup and Champions League.
Champions League, you know? So maybe they might
end
up...
So he's showing his true colors, is that what you're saying? Now, I just feel the team is not strong enough, man. Yeah, they've signed a Mark Roca now as a right back. They're looking for... I don't know. And then they lost Perisic.
I don't like the way this window is just simply because of the comma, the asterisk, you know, surrounding the spending. Because I feel like some clubs, we might have seen some different things if we didn't have all these fears and everything surrounding the virus and the economic impact on spending. We won't have that. But, I mean, it is what it is, man. Some teams clearly have shown that, you know, when there's a little hiccup to finances, they can't really do what they need to do.
Yeah.
You know, okay. 30 BG gets levels.
All right. La Liga, quickly. Real Madrid, back to winning ways. I mean, they won their last game. They won back-to-back now. If they don't sign anybody, is this team good enough to scale through, win the league back-to-back?
Who?
Real Madrid.
I don't know for them. I don't know.
But they are winning, though. Like,
they are winning.
They
I think
three that's... games back-to-back now.
I think that the main thing about Madrid, and I think with Zidane especially, is that he's able to get the team playing well, even when, you know, things only look good on paper with the team and, you know, acquisitions, things of that nature.
Yeah. They've not signed anybody.
If you can keep on doing that, then I guess maybe they're saving their money for some major signing.
Yeah. Barcelona?
And then I'm sure he's still hoping that, you know, Hazard comes through and all that. Barcelona right now, Coman has a huge task on his hands.
But they're playing well.
Playing well as well, too.
They look balanced. Like, I thought, like, it would be hard for Coman, but they look very good. They look really good.
I want to see how things are going to look when they have, you know, maybe their first hiccup.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, that's going to be.
Our friends, Atletico, they are back to the snoozing draws. Back to back.
What do you want me to say? Sometimes they make our work hard for us.
No, with the signing of Luis Suarez now, I thought like that would up them, you understand? They're getting Torreira too as well, you know?
Up in my what?
I'm not going to answer that.
Answer it. You must answer it too. Up in my what?
In my that team.
Uh-huh.
In my Maserati.
These ones.
So like, same still, top three, no ambition, just finished third and
the
vibes.
The top three is not going to change, yo.
Yeah.
Hope he's not going to change for a while.
Wow. Yeah. No, I'm talking of even Atletico, just them. Like, they don't want to. They just thought an inshallah, that's it.
I don't know. Maybe they need some further investment to compete.
Further investment where? They brought in Luis Suarez.
They've gone and had opened this shiny stadium. All of a sudden, now they can't put people in it. I can't imagine that's really helping them, you know. It's not helping them at all. So, yeah.
Okay. Who's winning La Liga for you quickly before we go on a break?
I'm not answering that.
Welcome. Okay, so this is Lohi's Corner, and this is where we talk about the Women's Super League, so the FAWSL, and everything women's football in general. So we've had a really, really busy week of women's football. There was the Vitality FA Cup, Women's FA Cup during the week, and of course, we're in game week three, if I'm near. Yeah, it's game week three, yeah? Because game week. So we're in game week three in the WSL, and it was a good run of fixtures, a lot of goals, the favorites came through and everything. So I'll start with WSL before I go to the Vitality Women's FA Cup. So today, we had like five games, because yesterday we had just one. United women winning Brighton and Hove women, City women winning Spurs women, of course. Arsenal women winning Bristol City women, Birmingham City losing to Chelsea women at home, West Ham losing to Chelsea women at home. I mean, losing to Reading women at home. Yeah. For today's fixtures, the normal title contenders looked really strong, except Arsenal. I feel like Arsenal, like, the first half was really poor. We conceded, like, first half early on. We're looking a bit shaky. You had to rely on Caitlin Ford, Jordan Knobs, and, of course, Midoma to save the day. But it was a very, very bad performance. Like, we got the win, but it was still a very, very bad performance, in my own opinion. I think, I don't know what's going on, because at the beginning, you know me, at the beginning I was like, we're going to win the title. Like, I had so much hope that we're going to win the title. But I feel like City had like a slow start, but they looked so good during the week. I'll come back to that. And they looked good against Spurs, but then again, Spurs women. For Manchester United, I think they're really improving. They're actually really, really improving now. They're not exactly title challengers. I don't think anyone thinks Manchester United women are going to win the title. It's within like the big three. But yeah, Chelsea women, after a disappointing week, they bounced back, I guess, and they got a win. although it was just 1-0 to Birmingham City Women. Yeah, and of course, yesterday, Everton Women, I feel like they are literally the dark horses, and I think they are going to, they are in contention to get one of the two European spots. I think, like, everyone keeps talking about Emma Hayes, everyone keeps talking about the signings of Chelsea, the signings of United, Alex Morgan coming to Spurs, and so many things, but Everton is really, really, really getting slept on. So, for example, now, like, Willy Kirk is an underrated manager right now. He's really shaping this Everton women's side into something else. Like, I feel like nobody entered the season thinking, yo, Everton women could get this, but they literally won Aston Villa women 6-0. Their new signing, if you follow women's football, she also played, she's a France international, Valérie Govan. I hope I'm pronouncing her name well, but Valérie Govan, she's class, and she has come to show that she's class. Like, every time I watch her play, she's been so good for this Everton side. Yeah. So yeah, this leads me to the weekday. There were two semi-finals. One was Man City and Arsenal women, and one was Chelsea women and Everton women. And I feel like everyone already thought that, oh, it's the Man City and Arsenal women fixture that would be hard to call, but Chelsea are definitely winning Everton women. I mean, they have Penny Lehada. Penny Lehada literally just won the UWCL awards. Everyone thought it was Chelsea women with all their talent and everything. And this is Everton women. They don't have necessarily the big names, except Govan, which is not, she's not even the biggest name in the France international team. So I feel like everyone underestimated them, and they ended up being 2-1 winners of that tie. Funny enough, both matches ended up being 2-1. Wow. Then the other fixture, Man City Arsenal, ended up being 2-1. Like, Arsenal women looked so bad. I don't know what happened during that game. I think something is wrong, and it's also reflected in today's game. I think because we played Bristol City women, I feel like if we played a stronger opponent, they would have really, I feel like the first two games we played, where we really, really dominated with Jill Rod getting hat-tricks in both games, man, like, it wasn't looking good. Like, from what I saw, it wasn't looking good. I think Joe Montero needs to do something about the team. I don't know what's really going on, but I still think we're going to win the league. We still have a 100% record, same as Everton women. I know we haven't played Everton or City or Chelsea this season yet, but I feel like we're still going to win the league. So yeah, I'm not changing my mouth now. I still think we're going to win the league. So that's been really good. The UWCL awards held on, I think it was on the 1st of October, if I'm not mistaken. And I mean, all the awards were really, I agreed with some of them. The ones I didn't agree with, of course, was I did not agree with the UWCL player of the year. I think Wendy Renard should have gotten that personally. Penny Lehada is class, like, don't get me wrong, she's the star of the Wolfsburg women. She's the star, she's very, very good. She's in Chelsea women now. I don't know how that move is going to work, but let's hope. But yeah, Penny Lehada, she's good, but I think Wendy Renard should have gotten it. I have this theory that there's barely love for defenders, but that's just me, man. But I think Penny Lehada should have got, I think Wendy Renard, she should have gotten it. She scored in the final. She was instrumental as a captain for the Lyon side, Maybe they just felt like, oh, Lyon is winning too much, and yeah. But that's the only award I didn't agree with. So yeah. It's been really, really good for women's football. Like, I feel like the WSL with Everton on this current form, it makes everything so much more interesting. Like, I'm really liking everything, like, so far. Like, who knew? Willy Keck from where? Like, Arsenal, like, we did, like, they kept saying it was going to be a two-horse race between City and Chelsea, but neither Arsenal nor Everton have drop points. I just think we need, like, Arsenal needs to be back on form, and it's on. For once, we have four teams really fighting and battling. United Women can maybe make a late, I don't know, not going to win, but United Women too are looking a lot more impressive, I have to say. So I'm just hoping for more. I'm sure the next set of games are going to be great. So yeah. Remember, you can always watch WSL on the FA Player app. That's where I watch it. So just to spread the word, the FA Player app has the Women's Championship, Women's Super League, and the FA Cup there. So if you're looking for where to catch up on a lot of things that I'm saying, or a lot of things I'm saying, just know you can watch it anytime on FAWSL, and it's free. Yeah, for European matches, UEFA TV, which is free as well. So yeah. So thank you. I hope you enjoyed Lohi's Corner. I'm going to be talking about next set of fixtures. Yeah, that time the final of the FA Cup would have probably have been played as well. So yeah, I'm glad that you could tune in. Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Welcome back. Let's talk FPL. Our new signing, Mr. TMJ.
TMJ.
Yeah.
Welcome, TMJ. Man.
Yeah, welcome, man. He will be doing the FPL picks now. I think if he has been sacked, I think because of his...
Why does it give you so much joy to mention this?
No, I'm just telling the...
Telling them what?
Because they might not know.
Do you need to know that?
You have been sacked.
Do we hire fire... do we announce firings on this show?
It's the first time we're doing it. You know, new things, features come up anytime.
I'm just going to disregard this. Okay. Congratulations to you, TMJ. We're really happy to see your picks. You know, we need... The last guy wasn't too good, so we need, like...
If he wasn't too good, so he was sacked. Yeah. So, TMJ.
Let's check the new guy. How has he done?
It seems you're going on the UFA trail, because this week, nothing click. You said we should pick Leno as the goalkeeper. Leno conceded no clean sheets. You said we should pick Robertson. Robertson, his team. Dilly Dallying. Dilly Dallying. So.
Dilly Dallying?
What?
Dilly Dallying.
Dilly Dallying. Oh, Dilly Dallying. Hey, yeah. Why can't I say Dallying? Hey, God. I need help. If you will teach me more. KDB, you said we should captain him. Nothing.
Nothing from that side.
Jimenez, one on one. It was missing. So, like.
You can put this one down to luck. Bad luck.
Yeah, yeah. Today, I'll be this week. Bad luck, right? Like, bad luck. FPL was just poor this week.
Basically. Next week will be better. I hope.
In 2 weeks.
I used my wildcard because of you, TMG.
It's all good. Bash the bookies, though. If...
What a game.
If you followed Perez picks,
Simba super suck.
You should be, like, celebrating right now because all the games went through, man. Saturday, Sunday, everything clicked. Greens. All true. So, like, if you followed Bed King code, and lucky, kudos to you. And then, as if you will say, send your share. You understand? Like, you need to pay offering. Or what do you say?
10% tight now. Come on, all of you are good Christians in this country. Do your work.
That's good.
You they worship for you. You know they drop anything. This podcast, you think just runs on vibes. Well, use the link. Use the link. Donate. You're enjoying the content.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Speaking about FPL again, manager of the month. We should be giving the person something tomorrow, right?
By God's grace, okay. As you see fit.
So whoever the manager is, we'll be announcing tomorrow on our Twitter handle.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just look out.
Keep your eyes peeled, man.
Yeah.
Quickly. Must have a Nigerian passport.
Yes. Yes, please. The best one would be Nigerian. There's a certain person that has two teams. I'm sorry, you're disqualified.
You've been disqualified, man. Disqualified, why do you have two teams?
What are you trying to do? You're trying to be sharp. And then, like, move on. Let's just move on.
Equal Opportunity League, man. We don't like that. Honestly, it makes us very sad.
Yeah, that's good. It's all good.
By the fans, for the fans, man. We don't like any snakes.
Yeah. Quickly, here before we go, transfers. Do you expect, like which players are you seeing?
Nobody. Close the window, I beg. You know what? This episode is going to be explicit, yeah? Close the fucking window, man. See, I'm tired.
Why not?
Close it.
What's in the iPhone? Why are you there with your feelings?
I don't like transfers. It stressed me out. I lost my boy, Brewsty, during this very... during this very tumultuous time. I'm tired. My boy, Brewsty. I miss you, man. Yeah. Wherever... Wait to me that song.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'll be missing you.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, the move... Yeah. It should be good for him.
Come on. Every step I take. I better to buy my Sheffield. Oh, God.
Also, you're Sheffield supporter now.
End the episode, man. I'm tired. I'm just tired.
Thank you guys for listening. See you guys in 2 weeks, man. Ciao.
Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's THE Footy on Paper Podcast at yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.